Good evening, everyone. It's the evening of the 23rd. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock in the evening here in Pineville. I have a question for you tonight. Are you contending for the culture, or are you contending for Christ? We look around us and we see the culture. The moral decadence in our society is just kind of unbelievable, is it not? We turn on the radio every day and all we hear is LGBT this, LGBT that, LGBT the other. Transgender this, transgender that. Rainbow flags this, rainbow flags that. Climate change this, climate change that. Pandemic here, pandemic there, pandemic everywhere. Secret documents here, secret documents there, secret documents everywhere. Are you contending for the culture, or are you contending for the faith? That's my question. Contending for Christ and His gospel. I would have you know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus Christ on the cross said, "It is finished." And the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. Jesus Christ showed Himself to over 500 people at one time. And all of His disciples witnessed Christ after His resurrection, except for, of course, Judas, who killed himself. Well, I want to look at a passage of Scripture tonight. I want to read it to you and make a couple comments about it. I'm looking it up right now. It's in Peter. You know, and it's a scripture that says, "Where is the sign of His coming?" You know, there's a lot of people that will tell you that, you know, they'll know exactly when He's coming back. He says in Matthew 12:39, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given but the sign of the prophet Jonas. As Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth." He said upon the Mount of Olives, Matthew 24:3, "Disciples came to Him saying, 'Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of Thy coming and the end of the world?'" Matthew 24:30, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven." I've even had people tell me that there was a sign of the Son of Man in heaven in 70 A.D. You know, I'm looking for the return of Jesus Christ. You know, I'm looking for the day when He comes back. and he delivers us from this evil world. And I'm looking forward to the New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. And that day is coming soon. He says, when you see all these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, many people have died in my generation and in my family's generation. They've gone on. They've died. They're no longer here. But in 2 Peter, I mentioned earlier, we're going to look at this in 2 Peter, the third chapter. Peter says, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment as and of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. That's what a very large number of people are into today, aren't they? You know, they'll say, oh, that's all just a bunch of hogwash about Christ's return. It's not hogwash. Christ is coming back. And it says that when he comes back, that, you know, they'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on. That's what it says. We're living in some very evil days. We're not going to change the culture. We're not going to change it. Do you think the reverse of Roe versus Wade is going to change the culture? Only God can change the heart. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's what he told him. And, of course, we're in Babylon. We're living in the midst of Babylon. And if you are going about trying to change the culture, I've got news for you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Well, I'm going to conclude this by singing you a song out of the old school hymnal. Dark and thorny is the desert through which pilgrims make their way, but beyond this veil of sorrows lie the field of endless day. Fiends loud howling through the desert make them tremble as they go, and the fiery darts of Satan often brings their courage low. Oh, young soldiers, are you weary of the troubles on the way? Does your strength begin to fail you and your vigor to decay? Jesus, Jesus will go with you. He will lead you to his throne. He who dyed his garments for you and the winepress trod alone. He whose thunder shakes creation. He who bids the planets roll. He who rides upon the tempest and whose scepter sways the whole. Round him are 10,000 angels ready to obey command. They are always hovering round you till you reach the heavenly land. There on flowery hills of pleasure, in the fields of endless rest, love and joy and peace shall ever reign in triumph in your breast. Who can paint the scenes of glory where the ransomed dwell on high? When the golden harps forever sound redemption through the sky. Oh, their crowns, how bright they sparkle, such as monarchs never wear. They are gone to heavenly pastures, Jesus is their shepherd there. Hail, ye happy, happy spirits, welcome to the blissful plain. Glory, honor, and salvation reign, sweet shepherd, ever reign. Well, we're in a thorny desert now. Someday we're going to be in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet. And we're going to be by the river of life. And we will have joys unspeakable and full of glory. May the good Lord be with you tonight is my prayer. Let's contend for Christ, not for the culture. God bless.